Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The nafs, the lower self and desires, doesn't like that. Your heart likes it. Your belief and faith likes it. Your common sense in Allah likes it. But your lower self, the ego, the nafs, the desires, they don't like it. Because the desires, they love comfort. The desires, they want to do whatever it tells them. The desire wants to be fed all of its satisfactions. You've got people's desires who go and commit adultery and fornication as it pleases. Others' desires, they want to earn their wealth in any way, shape or form. They don't care if it's permissible or impermissible, legal or illegal. They just take it because the desire wants to take it all. My brothers and sisters, we come back to say this. Those who don't know Allah will argue with Allah. Those who do not know and learn about the words of Allah will try to debate the words of Allah. But those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fear Allah and will love Allah even more. And there is no use in someone saying, I love Allah, I trust Allah, I put my trust in Him, I love Him, but they don't put their words into actions. Meaning some people want to take parts of the Quran and they want to leave out other parts. The parts that suit them, parts that don't suit them, they don't want to leave it out. And this is the same as what the people before the Quran came down, the children of Israel, Allah said to them, أَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in only parts of the scripture and the other parts you don't want to believe in? Because it doesn't suit the desires? No. We as Muslims, when we say, our Lord is Allah, and then we are steadfast, it means we are ready to follow Allah's guidance, and we are ready to admit when we make a mistake to ourselves, and we're ready to repent. There's a difference between people who do sins and they're stuck with it and they're ashamed of it between them and Allah, and those who want to justify it and they go around parading it as if, you know, it's nothing. My brothers and sisters, I begin with this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. He said, "Huffat al-jannatu bil-makarih wa huffat an-naru bish-shahawat." Paradise, the gardens have been fortified, covered. The gardens have been fortified by things that the lower self desires dislike. And hellfire has been fortified by the things the lower self desires tempt and lust for. So whichever fortification you can break through, you will go into that place. Makarih, things that the lower self hates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us certain acts and forbid upon us certain things. The nafs, the lower self and desires doesn't like that. Your heart likes it, your belief and faith likes it, your common sense in Allah likes it, but your lower self, the ego, the nafs, the desires, they don't like it. Because the desires, they love comfort. The desires, they want to do whatever it tells them. The desire wants to be fed all of its satisfactions. You've got people's desires who go and commit adultery and fornication as it pleases. Others' desires, they want to earn their wealth in any way, shape or form. They don't care if it's permissible or impermissible, legal or illegal. They just take it because the desire wants to take it all. There are people who want to murder and kill in the name of power and gain. They don't care so long as it fulfills their desires. Everybody who follows their desires, just fulfill it as much as you can until to the brim. If you do that, well then, that's how you get into what's behind the fortification of the fire. Hellfire has been surrounded by the things that the lust and desires love. So whoever wants it can enter. And whoever can withhold their ego and lower self from what Allah has forbidden and use it in the way that He has made permissible, then you will enter the fortification or through the fortification that covers the gardens. And that's how you enter Jannah. Of course, brothers and sisters, what do you think? Jannah is for free? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْجَنَّةِ. Behold, Allah's merchandise is expensive, it's valuable. Behold, the true merchandise of Allah that He offers you is paradise. So my brothers and sisters, who wants it? You want it? Then inshallah, prepare for it. There are people who make their own desires themselves their God. How do they make it their God? Anything that governs your actions, your practices, your beliefs, your goals in life, and it becomes everything for you, that thing becomes your God. And Allah says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Surah 45 verse 23, Allah says, did you ever consider the case of him who took his desire as his God? And then Allah caused him to go astray despite knowledge, and sealed his hearing and his heart, and cast a veil over his sight. Who after Allah can direct him to the right way? Will you not take heed? This is when someone wants to argue every point that Allah said. If it doesn't suit their desire, I will argue with you. I'll put you down. I will make my own belief systems because my desire is my God. SubhanAllah, once, long time ago, about 15 years ago, I got a call from a 30-year-old or so sister who wanted to get married. So normally I ask, have you been married before? Man or woman, just to make sure that you're not still connected to another marriage. And she said, I was, but I'm divorced. I said, okay, how long have you been divorced for? She said, 2 weeks. I said, that's okay. May Allah compensate you for your pain and loss and grant you better. She goes, thank you, Imam. So then I said, but in Islam, a wife who has been...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Is divorced, she needs to go through three menstrual cycles before the divorce is finalized, if the husband is the one who initiated the divorce. In case they reconcile, in case of pregnancy, in case. So this is the law in Islam. I said, I can't do your marriage right now. She said, but I'm already in love with someone else. I said, listen, I don't want to ask you about all those details. That's between you and Allah, but you got to wait. Because your husband is still your husband. He's just said the word, you got to wait in Islamic law. And she lost it at me. She started saying, you imams, you mullahs, you sheikhs, it's all your fault that we fall into fornication and adultery and men. Now, I don't usually get angry, but that day I lost the plot. And I said to her, you're an over 30-year-old woman. You're blaming the imams and sheikhs. You're blaming me. You don't even know me. Because you couldn't control your desire like a little teenage girl. And I closed the phone. Started yelling, I closed the phone. May Allah forgive her and forgive me. I just thought, how am I responsible because somebody couldn't control their desire? Believe me, men are even worse. But at the end of the day, desires and temptations lead us to do this. So sometimes our desires, we need to tame it. Some people will come to you, probably young people see on social media and movies over and over again. It starts to affect the way that you think. Sometimes you see a comment from some lunatic or some ignorant person who is led astray, or an Islamophobe or something who follows their desire. And that little comment, for example, may say, a question that rattles your mind. Say, yeah, it's true. Why? Why can't I have a boyfriend and girlfriend? What's the problem? Well, so what? It's love. You're just loving someone. And then you get rattled because the shaitan comes in and says, yeah, you can't answer that, can you? And then suddenly these little bit by little bit, you find these people moving away from even their deen. Whereas Islam came down to protect you, to put boundaries around you, to continue the message of the messengers before. This is not something new. To protect you from falling into harm in your dignity, in your deen, your religion, your mind, your family, your reputation, your body, your property. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They never gave Allah the due estimate that He deserves. Easy. Ya Allah, why does Allah do this? What would He want with that? Allah, the knower of everything. So what happens is that the young person listens to these over and over again and starts to become a little bit normalized to the haram, bit by bit. What comes into the ears, with the eyes, and then the heart gets affected. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, which is in Ibn Majah, Tabarani, Al-Hakim, he said, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَطْ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا إلا فشى فيهم الطاعون والأوجاع التي لم تكن في أسلافهم الذين مضوا. The Prophet peace be upon him said, there was never a civilization from the beginning till the end of time that when sexual immoralities become widespread among them, among that community, and then they make it normalized, publicly normalized, except that you would have seen diseases and illnesses and problems begin to also become widespread among them. That did not occur with the civilizations before them. Many of a time in history this has happened. When there is promiscuity, sexual immorality, and it becomes, this is the key here, normalized. Recently, in the 80s, for some of you, 80s seems like the dinosaur age. Now I'm afraid to say when I was born, but you know, the dinosaur age, the 80s, really not far long ago, mashallah, 1980s, we had an epidemic called AIDS and HIV. Now we don't know exactly what caused it, but among the things which studies have shown that it exacerbates it and spreads it is multiple partners, you know, lots of sex upon sex here and there and there and there and everywhere. So much so that it's so normalized that it can almost become a nursery rhyme here and there and everywhere. Hanky-panky's everywhere, what's wrong with it? Until, you know, science came in and medical science and they started to contain it. When they contained it, people said, ah, we've contained it, let's continue. And still till today, we have, you know, STIs and STDs still as a result. But they say, don't worry, you can take measures. Look, ya Habib, subhanAllah. Before every time humankind suffered, as soon as a little opening happens, we continue in our suffering. Continue in our corruption. We have, as a result of sexual promiscuity and immoralities, young teenagers who are having boyfriends and girlfriends. You know, in the 1950s, and I wish I had this recording with me tonight, there was an interview in the 1950s, subhanAllah, I had it recorded, of a young girl, Christian young girl, here in Australia, 16 years old. And the interviewer is asking a strange question compared to what we would ask today. It would say, would you have a boyfriend before marriage? Would you be with a guy? She said, absolutely not. I would never allow to lose my virginity before marriage. These were normal, decent morals that even non-Muslims had by the 1950s. Until later, the 1960s came in the 70s, in the name of liberalism and power to the people, they said, which has some good in it and really a lot of bad in it, people started being naked. Everyone slept with everyone. And that's when AIDS began to appear. And now, subhanAllah, what I fear is that our Muslim community is getting affected by that norm. Girlfriend and boyfriend relationships are becoming very normal for them. A teenager can have intimate relationships with another teenager, but not allowed to get married in most Western societies. They can probably become pregnant. They can probably lose the baby and continue heartbreaks. Sometimes sicknesses can come in. Sometimes, you know, as I said, unplanned pregnancies. And subhanAllah, it's not just about STDs and STIs. It's also about the heartbreak, the reputation, the deep psychological and mental problems that they go through.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.